This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Food and Drug Administration has approved two updated COVID-19 vaccines to help protect people from the virus's latest strains. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech mRNA vaccines target the KP2 COVID variant, one from Novavax targeting an earlier strain called JN1, and based on prior technology, is expected to be approved soon as well. Amy Ducro is an infectious diseases doctor with Kaiser Permanente, Colorado.
So it's important to think about getting vaccinated not only to protect self, but also to protect the community. Regarding safety, these are some of the most well-studied vaccines in our history of immunizations.
She says the vaccines limit both the risk of getting the virus and of serious illness. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Springs will not get a new solar factory after all, CPR Sam Brash explains.
Meyerberger, a Swiss solar company, announced it would retrofit a semiconductor plant into a state-of-the-art solar cell factory last year. The project near the Garden of the Gods promised more than 350 new jobs, but the company has scrapped those plans amid struggles to compete with China, which dominates the international solar market. Meyerberger had won a wide range of public incentives, but canceled the project before taking advantage of any state or local funding. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Voters in Garfield County will decide today whether to recall a former school board president who pushed for conservative social studies standards. Tony May failed in his effort to enact the standards, which were written by a national conservative group. Community members collected nearly 3,000 signatures to get a recall effort on the ballot. The mayor of Colorado Springs and city staff are meeting with the owners of the Ford Amphitheater today. Residents near the newly opened venue have complained about the noise.
I don't care if it brings in $500 million in revenue. If the citizens that live around it have a miserable experience, it's wrong.
And that's later here on Morning Edition. This is CPR News.